JCA.
JCA, N4JBM.
Yeah, KA2JCA. Jerry, can I have a radio check?
Pretty good here. I'm mobile at the moment. A little bit of white noise, but I think it's from my injectors.
I'll be standing by for the net, KA3JCA.
I'm clear and standing by.
QCQCQ. Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KA3JCA, and my name is Richard. My location is in Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 2100 hours. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Hearing no formal traffic, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins? We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, name, and location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Please do this slowly. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the check-ins with uniform through Zulu, but prior to that, we're going to check in the individuals that use the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website to pre-check. I'd like to check in KA4JCA, that's my wife Sally, KA4ACL, my daughter Ashley, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton, K4XMR, Melvin in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Miss Isla, N4IEI. Andrew, W2AMD. Don, KG4PFI. And he brings along his spouse, Linda, KG4OLQ. KI4LZI from Pickens, Tony N4, Ben KO4ZEW from Simpsonville, James KW4TS from Pelzer, Bill KC4W from Anderson, Jack KJ4UHF from Greenville, Curtis, KM4BLH from Greenville, BYQ from Easley, KN4RJN from Brown Summit, James KO4RAX from Easley, IOE from Fletcher, Leroy KA5WLL from Travelers or Crookston Taylors, and Landon KG4WNP from Greenville. Richard K4ROW from Greenville. Prior to moving on to the RF section, we will now take check-ins from EchoLink only. EchoLink stations, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA. Good evening, Richard. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, KO, 4, WWZ. Name is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha, November. Location tonight is Eastland, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Okay, the net would like to recognize KO4WWZ, that's Chan. And thank you for checking in tonight with me, sir. Glad to hear you on the radio. All right, any additional Echo Link stations, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. None. We will now move on to the RF section. Do we have any stations with the suffix beginning uniform through Zulu, U through Z? Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Second call here. Any additional stations uniform through Zulu wishing to check in for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Next group, Alpha through Delta. If your suffix begins with the letter A through D and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
DJCA. Richard, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
3JCA. Richard, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
To recognize Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. In Piedmont, he brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, and their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, from Piedmont. Thank you guys for checking in. It's nice to have other families on here check in. And we'd also like to recognize Mr. Keith, KN4CHY in Seneca. Again, thank you for checking in with me this evening, Keith. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Check in, Kilo India 4, Sierra Kilo Yankee, KI4SKY. James and Grover, I'm programming a new 2980. Check me in and out this evening, please.
Recognize Mr. James, Kilo India 4, Sierra Kilo Yankee, KI4SKI from Grover. And good luck on getting that radio program there, and I have you as in and out. So thank you, James. All right, let's move on to the next group, Echo Through Hotel. If your suffix begins with the letter E, through H, Echo Through Hotel, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Richard, and thank you for calling the net.
JCA. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November. KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina, and I will be negative, negative tonight, Richard. Thanks.
To recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. Thank you, Patrick, for checking in. I'm sorry I didn't miss you guys on the morning net this morning here at 9 o'clock. I know today is your Friday, so. All right, let's go. So we also have Mr. Harry from North Carolina, KC4EZN. Harry, thank you for checking in with me. It's always a pleasure. Okay, additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KA3JCA. On to the next group, India Through Lima. Suffix begins with the letter I through L. India Through Lima, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
JC, please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry at home in Campobello. No comments, no rag to you, but we'll be monitoring. Also, please check in KO4NUE, Chad, and KO4RYP, Miss Anna, via phone relay.
The net would like to recognize Mr. Jerry, N4JBM from Campobello, and telephone relay, KO4NUE, that's Chad, and his wife, Anna, KO4RYP from Campobello also. Thank you guys for checking them in. All right, we're going to pause for a second and take any Echolink stations wishing to check in. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. I have a text message, KI4GOS, that's Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They're from Easley, and they will be in and out. No additional stations from Echolink. We will now resume the RF portion. Last call for India through Lima. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA. Thank you for stepping up again. Calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Here in Greer there, KK4JBQ and his wife Donna KC4MFK. Larry, it's always a pleasure to have you check in with me. Thank you very much. And Larry, K4LWE from Piedmont. I have you checked in, sir, with negative and negative. All right, let's move on to the bigger group. Mike through Papa. Suffix begins with the letter M through P. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango. KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, negative and negative.
NDA, we don't hear know your name. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta. I am mobile southbound 85 tonight. Please also check in by relay Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's over in Star Tech tonight. We will be negative and negative 73.
Recognize Kilo X-ray 4 Mike Tango. That's Mike and Pickens. Thank you for checking in with me, sir. Fred, KO4NNH, mobile on 85. Drive safe, please. And you believe a check in your father, Fred Sr. there, KI4MIA. And I missed what town he's in.
Yes, that is actually my father, Fred Jr. I'm actually third. He's in Star Test.
Now, thank you very much. Okay, any additional stations, Mike through Papa?
And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat, mobile in Fountain Inn. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Mr. Pat, K4OSH, he's mobile in Fountain Inn. Thank you, sir, for checking in, Pat. Let's move on to the next group, Quebec through Tango. If your suffix begins with the letter Q through T, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo 4 Tango Sierra Oscar, K4TSO. This is Don, Delta, Oscar, November, located in Central, mobile at the time, about 3 minutes away from the house, and thank you for doing the net.
K3JCA, in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
PJCA, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down here in Joanna. You're sounding very good tonight. And I'm going to stick around for a little comment at the end. 73s to the rest of you.
RON,
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ned in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Recognize K4 TSO, that's Don, he's from Central and he's mobile. KO4 QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Thank you, Chris, for checking in. KD4 and Johanna, and he'll stick around for comments. And Mr. Ed, WD8RON. Thank you very much for checking in with me, sir. And we'll move on here to Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KA3JCA or net control.
Control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4 AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative N. Negative 73 to everybody on the net.
K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens. Negative, negative. And a very great evening to you all. Thank you.
CJCA. Please check in. Oh, Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victoria. KJ4YEV. This is Al. I'm in Gastonia on the 5-watt handheld. Hope I'm getting in okay. I'll be negative and negative and negative.
To recognize November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, that's Doug in Walhalla. And Doug, I'm sorry, my wife told you not to fall off the mountain there last week, your high high. I tried to get her to call the net tonight, and she didn't want to do it, so she's taking a break. And K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Thank you, Roland, for checking in. And KJ4YEV, Al in Gastonia, and you're making it into the machine on the 5 watts with no problem. Okay, we're going to take a pause here. We're going to go over here to Echo Link. I have an Echo Link station patiently waiting. So, yay.
KA3JCA, good evening, Richard. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all the net, no traffic and no roundtable.
Stephen, for checking in with me. I was on your net the other night and so forth like that. So we'll now move back to any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in.
KA3JCA. Good evening, Richard. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Richard, KA4PQA.
Steven, stand by one. There's another station there trying to check in. Go ahead.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both and easily, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on there.
The first three of Ronda's call again, please.
Your call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra.
I have KC, correction, let me back up here. I have W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Thank you. He's our net manager. And Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Rhonda, KG4AHS. Thank you guys for checking in with me tonight. At least now I'm up to 56 here. I was hoping to beat Sally's record from last week, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So, all right, this is KA3JCA with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KA4PQA, go ahead, sir.
Richard, I forgot to mention that I just wanted to ask you to tell Sally and tell your wife Sally and your daughter Ashley hello from me, KA4PQA as well.
And I sure will. They went to bed early this evening. We had an early dinner, and then Ashley made some chocolate chip cookies, and then they went to bed early because they had a busy day today. But I will tell them in the morning when they wake up that you said hello, sir. Thank you very much. All right. At this time, if there's no additional stations, one last call, Alpha through Zulu, before we close the net or secure the formal portion of the net before RAG 2. Alpha through Zulu, call KA3JCA or net control.
Net control. In and out. Kilo Mike 4 Alpha, Indian Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. I'll be negative, negative.
And Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta. This is John and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KM4AIT. That's Vince in Boiling Springs. And thank you for checking in with me tonight, Vince. And Mr. John, KQ4DWD up in Lyman. So thank you guys for checking in. It makes it nice when everybody checks in and so forth. So at this time, I'm going to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins for additional check-ins. Let's see here. First up on the stump for comments tonight is KD4SRR. Mr. Robert, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Net Control, thanks for the cue there. Hey, well, we've all heard what's going on with the weather, and we know that prognostications and predictions can be 100% wrong. But this time, it doesn't look like we're going to escape that easy. This is not going to be 80 degrees and balmy for Christmas. We've got some serious, serious cold headed to Dixie. Coming out of Alaska and Canada. And it's going to start in earnest this coming Thursday night. Thursday apparently will start off as a pretty normal day. It'll begin to rain, and then temperatures will drop one estimation down to 20. It's not going to be dry and brittle. It's going to be wet and icy. Some people are saying, oh boy, we're going to have snow. Not on the first round. And one description that I have seen described as a crushing a storm for the southeast. And a couple of the models are coming together. It shows South Carolina, the entire state, is going to be hit the hardest from the coast to the mountains. So, no reason to panic, but prepare. And that is also for your neighbors and your neighbors' critters. And to look out for them, because if indeed ice comes, just leaving your house, walking down the steps of the mailbox, is going to be quite dangerous and potentially fatal. The high is on Friday, a week from today. Maybe get up to 30, be down to 17. And then on Saturday night, we're going to be hit with a second wave, Christmas Eve, which may be a little bit of the pretty stuff. Hopefully, all our lights will be on to enjoy it. And then Monday, and people may differ on this, but even the Weather Channel's coming along, that we may get the big slam. So, you know, just look out for your folks. See about alternative heating methods, alternative cooking. Make sure they're safe. Have candles or wind-up apparatus. But plan for more than just a day without or 2 days without. I'm not saying 6 months out, but according to another report, this trend will continue through the new year and into the new year. That's all I had to say tonight. I don't know if it hits home or not, but one thing when it relates to radio is now we can really show why they need us, or why we might, you know, make ourselves really useful. Doesn't have to be some big organized event. Just be there and monitoring the radio and listening, because there might be somebody out there that, even if you can't get to them, you can direct them to somebody who can. That's all I got to say. That's just Ramblin' Robert down here in Joanna. And I'll say good night, everyone. Take care. And back to you, Network Control.
So much for that. No, it is important. I mean, I used to live up in the New England area, and so some of these storms, I know what it's like, because one of my first duty assignments, I was stationed at Dover Air Force Base, and the first week I was there, we got hit with 24 inches of snow, and I mean, it landlocked the barracks, it landlocked all the buildings, the plows couldn't get out. I mean, people were breaking into the candy machines, the vending machines, because they just weren't prepared for it. But I know what it means. I mean, then run out there and stockpile and heating. If you have a stove or a gas stove or a fireplace or a wood-burning stove, make sure it's in good repair. Make sure that the chimney and the exhaust and everything is clean, and make sure you have plenty of firewood. I've got my firewood close to the back door, and it's all stacked up ready to go. I have some in the garage that's definitely dry and ready to go. So, and then I have plenty of bottled water, and then we purchased like the little packages of the tuna fish or chicken in a pouch, stuff that's real easy. And then, of course, I have my gas grill and my griddle with the propane tanks that I can set up inside the garage there and cook stuff if I have to. So, but no, you bring a good message to the net and to everybody else. Don't panic, but just be prepared.
Patrol KD4SRR, it sounds like you are prepared because you're used to that weather. I'm not saying we're totally unused to it, but it's been many years. In fact, I'd say over 40 when we had this trend in the 70s, starting around 73 with the big blizzard that hit Columbia and Sumter. We got 18 to 24 inches during that freak storm. And then it seemed like we got hit with ice storms just about every year. And it was year after year, and we'd try to go buy a generator, and they were all gone. But we would spend 2.5 to 3 weeks without power because the utility company did no maintenance. They kind of just blew that off. I am proud of our co-ops, Lawrence Electric, Newberry Electric, especially Mid-Carolina. They go crazy with the big helicopter crane saws. When they mean cut back from the main power line, they mean cut back. But that doesn't help us, you know, the individual drops to the houses unless you're fortunate enough to have a buried line. And so watch out for your elderly neighbors in case they, I mean, this could be fatal, very easily fatal. So, and then you have people that have to rely on machines, anywhere from a simple CPAP for apnea to literal breathing machines to help them stay alive. But there are some things out there that are still available, and in the next couple of days, you might just slip by a Sportsman's Warehouse, or not putting a plug in there particularly, but some of them have sales on these buddy heaters that run off propane. They're pretty safe. They have the oxygen sensors and tip-over things. And, you know, you might pick you up one of those, or maybe for a friend. And, you know, different places, the Ace Hardwares are good, you know, and True Values and what have you. But just be a nice Christmas present, even if they don't use it this time. We are in a trend, like back to the 70s. And, you know, our coldest weather always comes in February. Well, that's enough of me. I appreciate it again. And so back to you, Net Control.
Well, Robert, you definitely brought a lot of good points. And thank you very much as that as a reminder. You just can't stress it enough. And maybe this time of year, and over the next week or so, that we can kind of just educate people
I know because, like you said, I've been through it before. I have CPAP machine. I have oxygen machines or a concentrator, but if I lose power, I have them big tanks of oxygen as a backup. So I know that the oxygen company or the VA is going to make sure that probably all my tanks are full probably prior to next week. So, all right, Robert, thank you again for checking in with me tonight. It's always a pleasure, and you're always welcome back for more comments and so forth like that. You have a good night, sir. Do we have any additional or late check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KA3JCA or net control.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
PJCA. Sally and Ashley, hello, and good evening to the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, and I'm mobile, getting on 85. No traffic, no table tonight, Richard. Thanks.
Recognized Whiskey Ford, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's Rod in the land of Waz. Thank you, Rod, for checking in there. And Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. And he's mobile on 85. Yes, Sally and Ashley went to bed early, so I will definitely make sure that I tell them that you said hello in the morning. But I know that she loves hearing you on the radio there. Well, Zed, you also made number 60 on my list. If I can get two more check-ins, I'll have beaten Sally's record last week. So any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, check-in. KO4NUE.
KA3JCA. I had you checked in with Miss Anna, sir, by telephone relay earlier, but thank you very much. Do you have any comments that you'd like to add to the net, sir?
Look in a club call, please.
Go ahead, sir.
KF4JVI. So you just need one more, right?
And I've got the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club checked in. Thank you, sir.
One's on you. Thank you for calling that, sir. Have a wonderful night.
Hey. Not sure how I like the idea of you beating Sally's record, but let me give you one more, sir. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. Been out of town for a couple days hanging out with my daughter up in Charlotte. Just got back into the shack. So just wanted to check in with you, Richard. Hope you and Miss Sally and Ashley are doing well tonight. Stay warm, my friend. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
For HR, thank you very much for checking in. And Chad, when she heard you check in, she rolled over and said, he doesn't count because he's already been checked in. And then when you gave the thermal belt call, she looked and gave me a dirty look, and then AK4HR checked in. So I actually beat her number from last week, so we'll see in 2 weeks now if she'll decide that she wants to call the net.
It's KO4NUE. Well, I don't know what to say other than I'm sorry, Miss Sally, but I gotta support.
Well, she just told me, she says, make sure you support her in 2 weeks when she calls it.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
I mean, I went ahead and delivered your message to Miss Sally, and because Ashley came running in here too, so they wanted to see if I beat Sally's record. So, but I've given the message, and Mr. Steven, I also gave Sally and Ashley your hellos also. All right, one last call before we close the net and submit my net report. Any additional check-ins, KA3JCA or net control?
Romeo Oscar November, comment, over.
Go ahead, Ron.
Different people talking about their preparations, including various portable stoves, and someone mentioned possibly using it in a garage. I caution about using any kind of heater or cooking device in a closed area. When I was in Korea, we'd always lose a couple of people every year because they were burning charcoal for heat. And the CO2 would get them because there was no ventilation. And there's no ventilation in garages. So anything that is heating, even the gas propane heaters, you need to be very careful. Not so much from CO, but what happens is it burns up the oxygen in a closed area. That's why people like to nap after a big meal sitting in front of the fireplace. The oxygen is being taken out of the room. Over.
I appreciate that. Yep, I understand fully what you're saying. I know. I used to live up north, and people will forget to open. You do open up the doorways. I always run my griddle or gas grill. I actually put it at the opening of the garage, and I actually open to the garage. Is the weather cold? Yeah. But at least I can cook my food long enough to get the food cooked and then put out the griddle because it's mine, gas or propane. I don't use charcoal and so forth. But put it out, put it back in the garage, close the garage, and go back in there and eat dinner and warm up. But that is a good point. Thank you very much.
For generators, even more so for generators, operating them in a garage is very dangerous.
That's correct. I've seen people build kits that will take the exhaust and, you know, just almost like you're putting an exhaust pipe for a dryer or a vent, but it's well prepared so that it doesn't catch anything on fire. But yeah, make sure that you exhaust the fumes to the outside air so that you're not burning in what available oxygen you have in that closed space. Ron brings home a good point there, folks.
I just enjoy listening to the conversations, but every once in a while I just have to put my 3 cents worth in. Over.
I'm glad that you did that. You're always welcome to throw your 3 cents in there. I'll even take a nickel worth if you want. So I'm hoping to get the people to stick around and start talking on the net with more comments. And hopefully, maybe I can do that with Sally. Maybe I can get more people to talk to Sally and have them stick around for comments and see how she does on that. So, all right, Ron, thank you. Do we have any additional stations before I finish up my report and close out the net? If everybody will stand by, I'll submit my net report, then I will close out the net, KA3JCA. KA3JCA now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone that checked in this evening. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and have a good night. KA3JCA clear.
Very Bravo.
KXS mobile listening.